This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max on motion.
No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Marty's here. Hello there.
Good morning.
You look stunning.
What a segue. We're straight into me.
Yeah, I know. Well, lucky.
Light and shade.
As you said, it's quite ironic that they've driven a truck up there to protest climate change.
Yeah.
Someone missed the memo. Max, where do we start? Well, I guess we start with Jimmy Webster. He's been sent to the tribunal tonight for his hit on Jai Simpkin. It looked awful.
Yeah, I haven't seen something like that for... I haven't seen something like that, really.
Mm. It was old school, wasn't it?
Yeah, Stephen May brought up that maybe his is quite similar back in the Q Clash from years ago, and I think Stephen was around 6 to 7 weeks. So
Steph Martin?
Steph Martin was. I don't know. I haven't really looked into how tribunal get to where they get to. There's careless and intentional and all those numbers. I'm not sure what the actual weak mark is, but... I think it'd be leaning towards the higher end.
I would have thought so.
Yes.
It could have killed him. And then, of course, if it's all... who knows how the tribunal works anymore, but if it's all based around how the guy is injured, he had to leave the field, he'll go through concussion testing, he'll miss 12 days.
Yep. He's had a few, Jai.
Yeah, he's had a few.
Three since June, I think it's been reported.
Three since June.
Yeah.
Mm. And then you've got Webster's siblings chipping in on social media, giving it a bit of good night, was one of the quotes.
I'm only going to judge Jimmy on Jimmy. I've got brothers and I know how rogue they can go. So I get the narrative and the story, but you just got to judge Jimmy for what Jimmy does.
Yeah. Fair call. Mm. But his siblings are clearly simpletons.
Max can't.
How would you feel if that happened to you? One of your brothers chipped in?
I think they have. my parents have probably commented on the Melbourne Insta when I've been dropped. How the hell's gone out? Family can go rogue. Even if you tell them don't go rogue,
they
can't help themselves. Yeah.
Clarkson has apologised to Jimmy Webster for his quarter-time tirade during the practice match between St Kilda and North. Clarkson was defending his co-captain, and it's reported that he called Webster a sea sucker.
Okay. Hey, the rhyming was better.
Which was?
Mock plucker.
Oh, mock plucker.
Yeah. Well, now we know what it is.
Yeah.
No. It's pretty clear what
it is. No ambiguity at all.
Cleared that up. It's pretty clear what he called him.
I obviously haven't heard of it or seen it. There's an incident. Jack Viney, I think he hit Brad Ebert in the jaw, and Ken Hinckley came down at quarter time and went hard at Jack Viney. I remember it was quite...
Really?
It was actually, it's a bit different, but it got me sort of fired up and got me going into the second quarter. I kind of liked it. Obviously, if Clarko said what he said, it's probably inappropriate, but I actually don't mind a coach getting involved to a small extent.
It sounds like he's gone
over the line.
Yeah.
but if you stay on this side of the line, I don't mind the coach getting and defending their players.
Feels like it galvanises the playing group a bit.
Just might have had a bad choice of words.
Yeah.
he's got form, Clarko. He doesn't mind a bit of...
Has he done it at a junior football game?
Was that Clarko at the junior football game?
Was that Glenn Archer?
Archer. Shinboner of the century. Yeah. Well, he can do whatever he wants. Clarko, he grabbed the guy on the throat crossing the bridge out the front of Adelaide Oval.
That's a tough walk. I've done that.
But that is a tough walk. Because you know why? Because you're in Adelaide. Crossing the Torrens. Grow up. Torpedo over the Torrens is a good idea, though.
Oh, yeah.
Triple M Adelaide.
We should do that.
Good idea.
Are you kicking the footy for Moomba?
No. What do they do at Moomba? They kick a footy.
They've kicked one almost across the Yarra.
That's grand final day.
Oh, they should do. They should do what did we call it?
Yeet over the Yarra?
Over the Yarra.
They
come across my desk one day to get involved in Moomba. Post the 21 flag.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Moomba, really. Guy who lives in Melbourne. I know what it is, but I just don't really get it.
You never got into Moomba?
Yeah, I never really got into it.
Pete Hellier is the king of Moomba this year.
It's Pete.
Well, are you saying you turned down the crown?
The crown?
Really?
Story.
You turned down the crown?
At that time, well, it's a poor time for us.
Like, it is.
I'm in Sydney this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit
you
hard,
can't so be the king of Moomba this weekend.
No. Oh, my gosh.
So there must have been something. Obviously, the prestige of being king of Moomba far weighs out a lot. So it must have been like a baby born or something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Finally, Max has given us an exclusive.
Oh, no. So that means Peter Hitchener got your sloppy seconds.
Oh sorry, Peter.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe. No, I'm
stay out of it, Max.
Can we bring some Ruckcraft conversation on air?
Sure.
Because the Ruck
we
rule...
may lose a few. But...
no, but I think it's really interesting. Oh, personally. Can you explain the new Ruck rule with the straight arm? Because a lot of people would have missed this.
Yeah, it's just for some reason in centre bounces, the only position on the ground you're not allowed to use your straight arm. Like you're allowed to use it in marking craft, tackling.
Don't argue.
But for some reason, just not in centre bounces. So
what? Who made that up?
Don't know, but they've decided to get rid of it. I sort of use my arm to protect my knee because my knee's been battered and bruised over 15 years of rucking.
Mm.
I'm not a massive straight armer. Like I've got pinned for it a few times, but I've also trained now to not use it. So I'd have to train now to use it again, if that makes sense. But there's some guys that really take advantage of it. So I think it's just smart. Like my knee is a little bit safer.
Yeah. Mm. So you can go like that now.
You can put your arm
straight out.
If you block them from getting the ball when you don't get the ball, it's a free kick. So there's still some free kicks.
Sure.
But if you're smart enough to be able to get yourself in a position where you can use your arm and win the ball at the same time.
It just seems ridiculous that it hasn't always been that way.
Well, you can do it in boundary throw-ins and ball ups, just weirdly centre bounce.
Crazy. Clayton Oliver's been locked in to take on Sydney this Thursday.
Yep.
You'd be excited about that, Max?
Yeah, incredibly excited. He's since probably New Year's Day, sort of like January 1, starting the year fresh, he's done sort of, about 10 weeks, I'd say, maybe less, of... just a really good block of training and being the best version of himself and then played two VFL games. I think there's a lot of pressure around round one and that's what people would look at. But if let's just randomly take this, it's the middle of the year and he's done 8 weeks of not playing football and getting to be the best version of himself. Then he's played two VFL games.
Mm.
Of course he's going to play that round 10 game. So if you look at it like that, it makes a little bit more sense. But I'm really excited to see how he goes, a guy that just wants to win back the trust of the community and also his teammates. You can imagine the way he's going to play. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Caleb Windsor, pick 7 in the 2023 draft. Max, he's been named.
Yeah, he's without putting too much pressure on him, although this comment is going to put a lot of pressure on him. It reminds me of a winger of the 90s and 80s of the D's in Robbie.
Mm.
He can really take the ball and run with the ball and get 50 metres running and then kick it to like 50 metres as well, like an Isaac Smith type setup.
Mm.
He kicked 2 on the weekend against Carlton. They both were real ripper goals. So,
yeah, he looked good.
I'm excited. He was a pick 6, 7. Maybe 7. Looking forward to what he can do on the wing.
Blake Howes?
He's the best of the stories, I think. Not for him. Like, he would have loved to debut in his first year, but this is his third year. He's been behind Michael Hibberd, and he plays a very similar role. So he'll probably, good chance to go to Isaac Heaney at some point or a Papley or something like that, one of their dangerous smaller forwards, and play a really important role for us.
You're taking on Brody Grundy. That'll be exciting.
That will be fun.
Still talking about him.
Still talking about Brody. Hopefully after this week, I don't have to talk Brody for a little bit.
But, it's his first game for Sydney, obviously. Will he do the bulk of their ruck work, or are they going to share that around? What's their setup?
There is a play that Laddams, their second ruck, he was actually pretty good in their practice match. I'd find that quite funny that Brody leaves and plays his first game as a double ruck, maybe. But so Laddams could play as well, and he's a really good player. But Brody, going back to the era when we used to play each other, he was not much of a talker, quite serious out there. So I'm presuming I'm not going to get much from him during the game, but I was thinking about texting him on the way in today just to say good luck and hope the year goes well. We are great mates.
Mm.
We haven't spoken this week yet, so I thought I might be the guy that just sends him a text and just see how he goes. And
olive branch.
I hope he plays well and we win by 20 points.
Send him an eggplant emoji.
What would that do?
Getting his head.
Getting his head.
Okay.
You'll think, why has he sent me that? Why would they send that to Brody? Taylor Adams is missing. Luke Parker has a broken arm.
Okay.
Callum Mills, shoulder. They're all missing.
Mills is out for a little bit.
Long time, yeah.
Adams got injured on the weekend. Parker the week before, I think. I knew all those three. I mean, it doesn't take away from their midfield. They've still got Gordon, who almost won the Brownlow, Chad Warner, James Jordan, who's gone over from us and playing some really good football. So we've got some guards out as well, I think, with Cozzy and Petty, so we don't have the big two forwards. So I'd say it'd be relatively even in terms of guys out of the team. They're probably slightly highly regarded, their guys, over ours, but internally we rate Harry Petty as probably one of our better players.
They're forecasting a sellout at the SCG. Just quickly, round zero, like, don't like?
You'd hope it'd be close to a sellout. I get we're not a massive drawing crowd in New South Wales, but I think a few people are flying over. I like the fact that we're now one of the big four teams that go over to Sydney or Queensland to do these games. I said to you, it's the game that no one asked for, Melbourne v Sydney. To open. But they've got the opening game on a Thursday night, opening game of the season. You expect Sydney fans to turn up. Apparently, they've got 2 million of them.
Biggest club in the country.
Biggest crowd in the country. So hopefully they turn up and we play in front of a full crowd.
Who else is in round zero, William?
We've got Brisbane and Carlton on Friday. Collingwood take on the Giants in Sydney. And then Richmond. The Damien Hardwick battle, Gold Coast and Richmond.
What an awful game of football.
That's a good game. You looking forward to that one, Max?
I probably won't watch it.
You haven't helped.
I will watch Brisbane, Carlton, Giants, Collingwood, though. Yeah. They're both prelim.
Giants, Collingwood will be a belter.
Yes.
Yeah. Giants are going to have a very good season, I think.
Is that right?
I think so. You watch this.
Sorry, and you are? Mate, the boys are talking.
Just whack. See why I don't get involved.
Just whack.
I agree. Giants will go well.
Well done.
Thank you, Max.
Always lovely to see you, Max. Play well, mate. We'll chat, hopefully. Well, will we see you next week?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, beautiful.
Is that okay?
I'd love to.
We're running.
I just wasn't sure because you're not playing.
I wasn't sure if I was ever coming back in after the grilling I got last time.
I love it. And you didn't tell us about Brayshaw that happened 20 minutes later. You could have let us know about that.
I walked in and said, I have an exclusive, but unfortunately I can't
give it to you.
You
did say
that.
What good is that?
Something brewing. You could have said that.
There's something brewing.
There's something brewing.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.